Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hello, I'm Alison Larkin, writer, comedian, narrator, and host of the Jane Austen podcast. Join me as we embark on a journey through Austen's timeless stories, starting with Pride and Prejudice. The Jane Austen podcast with Alison Larkin is available wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode contains intense moments. Listener discretion is advised.
Observer Pictures presents Boom, a serial drama. Written and directed by Faith McQuinn. This is episode 41, Burn With Me.
Kill the lights. I'm just going to park up here. We'll walk down. Anything from Porter?
No. Either he doesn't have his phone on or he's unable to answer.
How far out is the bomb squad?
10 minutes. Are we going to wait?
We should at least check the perimeter so we can brief them.
Where are your binoculars?
There. What do you have?
There's a lamp on, there's a sofa. Luke and Porter are standing near the front window. Oh, shit. Porter has a weapon.
What?
A 9mm compact.
Oh, God. We should wait.
Angelica, if that kid dies, it's on me. I can't just sit on my hands and wait. Okay, I'm going no matter what. This ends tonight, and I could use some backup.
All right, let's go. Keep an eye out for wires or anything. Rebecca, stop!
What is...
Holy shit! Whoa. I guess someone's here. Oh, shit. It's those detectives. Well,
I thought...
You're fine.
I'm
one of them now.
We're fine.
You're
the
one.
We have to get out of here.
I know.
I told you to come by yourself.
I did. You didn't say I couldn't call anybody.
Who did you call?
Dax. He called the police for me.
Of course, you called Dax.
Well, you and Dax just got that Detective Haley killed.
I didn't set explosives in my front yard.
That's true. I guess that's on me.
Yeah. All of this is on you.
Sounds like your therapy's working. You're not blaming yourself for everything anymore. Are you looking for this?
Shit.
You're thinking you should have taken the shot when I gave it to you, aren't you?
Please, Luke. You don't have to do this.
Why does everyone keep saying that? I need you to pay attention. And now, you're paying attention.
What do you want, man?
You weren't listening to a fucking thing I said. I want things to go back to the way they were when we were friends.
Okay, okay, we're friends.
I'm not stupid. I know we're not fucking friends anymore. Just because I want it to go back.
Here,
take the gun. I'm not gonna use it. I'm not trying to kill you.
That's new.
Porter, shut up.
No. No, it's fine. I get it, man. I've done some shit, and I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry. I don't want you to hate me. I don't want anybody to hate me, but everyone does. Even Allie. I thought she was the one. I didn't need you anymore because I had her. She understood me, or at least I thought she did. But she hates me now, too. She was supposed to hate you. Do you even know what it feels like to be hated?
Stop!
Porter, put the gun down.
No. Don't, Porter. If anyone's gonna kill me, it should be you. You remember where to aim, right?
I just want Myra to be safe. Disarm this thing.
No.
Disarm it!
No, grow some balls, man, and shoot me! The detonator's in my pocket. If I'm dead, all you have to do is grab it. I could kill the woman you love. You know I can, I've already done it before. But you can't kill me. You can't even shoot me.
I will.
Porter, don't do it.
How am I supposed to stop hating you? If you won't make sure she's safe. This is about us, not her.
Well, no shit. Do you love her?
With everything that I have.
Then I don't matter. Save her. All you have to do is kill me. You can't do it, can you?
If I have to.
What if I said you could just take the detonator from me? I'd let you do that. If you put the gun down.
No.
You don't trust me?
I don't.
Did you ever?
Yeah, man. You were my brother. I trusted you with my life.
I'll disarm the vest.
Thank you.
But that door stays armed. You're both staying.
Fine, do it.
I'm just gonna reach in my pocket for the detonator.
Pull it out slowly. Is it done?
Yeah.
Hey, can I sit here?
Whatever.
Well, what's your name?
Porter.
I'm Luke.
I know. Mrs. Underwood introduced you in class last period.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I forgot.
Where are you from, dude?
Vancouver.
Like Canada?
Yeah, like Canada.
Never been to Canada.
Well, you're not missing much.
You gotta be better than Nashville. There's nothing to do here.
At least there's places to climb.
Climb what?
Rocks. Duh.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Why are you sitting alone?
Because I want to.
Don't you have friends?
I have friends, just not here. Why'd you come sit with me?
I don't know. You seem cool.
No one's ever thought I was cool.
Well, maybe they're all.
Huh?
Your phone. Answer your phone, Porter.
Porter, are you all right?
He's a...
Detective?
Miss Hanover, are you all right?
I am. Luke said there's a trigger at the front door. I don't think there's one in the back.
Thank you. Sit tight. We'll be in soon.
Porter?
Yeah?
We're gonna be all right.
Yeah.
You can put the gun down.
The what?
The gun. Put it down.
Yeah. I wasn't going to do it. I mean, I was, but...
Come sit with me.
You're okay? He didn't hurt you?
I'm a little groggy, but I'm not hurt.
Good. Good.
You kept me safe.
That's a lie.
I'm still here, aren't I? It's not a lie.
I love you.
I love you too, mister.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, we're all right. We're gonna be all right.
As the sun comes up, Porter and Myra are escorted out of the cabin by Detective Santos. Porter holds tight to Myra's hand. He's afraid to let go. They walk by a body covered by a sheet in the yard. Blood soaks the lower half.
Is that Haley?
Yes.
I'm sorry. All of
this. Mr. Owens, none of this is on you. Detective Haley knew that before she came out here. Understand that, please.
I'm still very sorry.
Thank you. Now, I have a few things to take care of, but you and Miss Hanover and I will be going to the station later. For now, I think there are some people who'd like to see you.
Myra! Porter!
Allie! Dax! Oh my God, you're all right. You're all right.
I'm so happy to see you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What are you doing here?
I tried, but we couldn't just sit at home and wait. When we got here, it was like Fort Knox. We didn't know what was going on.
I should have listened to you. I should have. It's good to see you.
Is he dead?
Yeah.
Did you?
Santos took the shot. I was going to, but then I couldn't. And he knew I couldn't.
Are you all right, man?
I don't know.
Join us next time for the series finale of Boom. This episode featured the voices of Garrett DeLosier as Porter Owens, Melinda Seawalk as Myra Hanover, Brian Irwin as Luke Sullivan, Avalon Heron as Dax Fletcher, Courtney Holly as Ali Moretti, Charity Spencer as Genevieve Reynolds, Kristen James as Detective Santos, Wendy Keeling as Detective Haley, Colton Bork as Young Porter, Olden Oliphant as young Luke, and me, Michael R., as the narrator. Season 4 was recorded at Pod Studio 1 in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Producer, Amanda Lorraine. Production sound, Carl Huber. Sound design, Joshua Sui. Original score, Brian Irwin. Assistant director, Delilah Ferrer. Production assistant, Van Donnell. Social media guru, Ryan Allen. For more information on the show, where to find us on social media, and ways to donate to the show, please visit boom.observerpictures.com. Thank you for listening, and please share this podcast with a friend.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.